Welcome to We're Doing That, a Taz-inspired actual play podcast. I'm your bartending rogue, Vexus.
And I'm your diminutive druidic gnome, Gnoll.
And I am your dungeon master, your arch-rival, Jake. And without any ado whatsoever, the thrilling conclusion.
So, you have completed your short rest, you've gotten some hit points back, it's been about an hour, when suddenly you hear Scrooge shout from his room. He sounds excited more than scared. What do you do?
I look at Thexis with a questioning eyebrow raise.
A, that's my move. And B, I think we wait this one out.
I disagree. I leave the room and go over and knock on Ebenezer's door. Ebenezer, are you okay in there?
It's wonderful.
What is?
Come see.
Hearing this, Thexis gets up to join Nalt.
Nalt opens the door slowly and inquisitively.
And inside, you see a wonder. The walls and ceiling are hung with greenery, holly and mistletoe and ivy reflect and shine with baubles and tinsel and magic, and heaped upon the floor there are meats and foods and desserts. And
is there any ham?
Hams. So many hams.
We should maybe grab those hams.
I grab a ham.
And behind all of this is a giant couch. And sitting upon this couch is a giant in a bright green robe, trimmed with white fur, who greets you warmly. Come in, he says, as you enter the room.
Hello.
Hail and well met.
Welcome. Welcome to Christmas. Welcome to Candle Nights. I mean, what is this Christmas of which you speak?
We actually didn't speak.
Yeah, you spoke.
No, I'm pretty sure I heard you say Christmas.
We were actually hoping you could tell us what this Christmas is of which you speak.
And also, you a ghost?
Scrooge is perplexed at the asking of your question, too. But weren't the ghosts thieves? And he looks to you, Thexis, and Nald. I thought they were just thieves.
I thought those were weasels.
I thought they were wolves.
Thieves? What is this you babble about? The ghost says, also confused.
So,
no matter. Come, Scrooge, we have much to see this evening. Grab my robe and we shall be off.
Wait.
No, that's not how this happens.
Whoa, Ebenezer. Never grab a man's robe.
You never grab a man's robe.
No, you don't.
He just grabs on. And
no, he doesn't.
The two of them
disappear,
revealing only the old, worn, wooden furniture that has always been in Scrooge's room. All of the hams are gone, including the one in your hand.
Shit.
All of the, ivy and mistletoe is gone.
Thexis, that was our chance to break into the meat catering business.
But this is our chance to get a good night's sleep. And Thexis flops down on the bed.
I need you to make a comfort check.
Oh, man. It's a 4.
That's a bad sleep number.
That's a good point, Thexis. And Nald tries to get up on the bed, but Nald is only 3 feet tall, so he's having some real difficulty with it. He's kind of like jumping and like trying to grab the edge and keep sliding down. And then
I think Scrooge sleeps on rocks. Let's get out of here.
What do you do?
So the old man who's got our money has disappeared with a bigger man, and he took the hams.
Yes. See, I've never grabbed a man's robe before, so I don't know where.
Well, because you'd never grab a man's robe. That's the first thing they teach you in catering school.
Right. It's catering 101. Can I do a perception check to see if there's, like, anything amiss about the room?
Yeah.
That might, give us some idea as to where they went? That is... Just a second. A 9.
You... perceive that there is something there to find, but you cannot figure out what it is.
Thexis, I feel like we're just missing something.
I guess I'll also do I'm going to do an investigation. No, wait. Do they matter? Which one do I want to do?
So yes, it would lead you that way. A perception... Investigation is when you know there's something there and you're looking for it, and perception is just trying to find out generally, if something's there.
I'm going to investigate.
Okay.
That is a 18 plus 2, 20.
So you find a very faint trail of what looks like cottonwood seeds. I mean snow. I mean, what?
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Oh God!
There is a light trail of snow leading out of the bedroom.
I follow it.
I follow it as well. Is it leading through the door?
Yeah, you follow it outside. Goes down through the foyer. You lose the trail about when you make it outside. You know, you can tell that it is leading into town, but you,
What? Like, what time of day is it?
It's probably about 10 p.m.
Okay.
So wait a minute. It leads into town, but we can't tell where?
Yeah, you now have a direction, but you don't have a specific trail to follow anymore.
All right. Hold on.
All right, I guess. Yeah.
Shouldn't I? Decisions. I will transform myself into a dire wolf.
Okay.
And I want to try and pick up their scent.
Roll for it. What you gonna roll?
Probably a d20. So I have as a wolf, I have advantage on perception checks that rely on hearing or smell.
Okay, yeah. That's this.
So that's Rose.
Yeah.
Just a second. So, plus 3 perception. Dang it. I'm that well versed in, Roll 20. All right, my highest one was a 12.
There are too many smells. You cannot pick anything out in particular. Whether it's the wood from fires, or the cooking in nearby houses, or the trash out in the streets... you can't discern anything.
I was afraid of that. However, I now feel compelled to stay a dire wolf. And not...
I think I'm going to go inside, pack up all my belongings, and I guess, head off towards the center of town.
Okay.
The village or city or wherever we are.
I guess I'll wait for him. I normally wouldn't. I would have just gone.
What else might you do to pick that trail up?
Well, I want to go... am I in the center of town now?
Sure.
Want to figure out if anybody knows Scrooge. Because the last people were impersonating him, so I'm wondering if, like, the people who are impersonating him again, they'd be somebody he knew.
Okay, yeah.
Is there anyone, like, out in the town square?
Yeah, there are some, you know, urchins standing on the corner, you know, huddled by a fire.
All right, hey, you dear kids, come over here. Then there's four of them, I guess. I'll give the four of yous one gold piece to split. If you can go find me one Mr. Scrooge. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah, we know him. But, sir, there ain't no chance I'm looking for him for less than a gold each.
Nald is coming up behind the four hoodlums.
I would strongly encourage you to take my initial offer of a gold for the groupies to go find Mr. Scrooge.
And now I'm just going to growl.
Roll intimidation.
Just a little growl. Wait a minute. What is intimidation? What charisma? Kind of skill is it?
Yeah.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Not a wolf's strong suit.
Huh. That's too bad.
I rolled a one.
Oh, wow.
Minus two for charisma on a wolf.
So you come up behind these children, and you start to growl, and you oink instead.
You see, I got me this here wolf pig. And I know you ain't never seen a wolf pig before. You're not going to want to see one again.
The kids pat you on the head and leave. They're like, no, you know. You are more than welcome to pay us what we ask, but we've got better places to be.
I look at... yeah, I give Nald a big old, like, what the hell, man, kind of look. Where was that before, all right? You big fuzzy thing. I guess I'm going to try to go... some high ground to get an vantage point and then do a perception check.
Can I do a perception check where we are and see if I can pick up a scent again, or is this my last roll?
No, you've done your perceiving.
All right, fair enough.
Hit me with an athletics, Chris.
Okay. That's not great. That's a 13.
That'll do. You make it up to the roof of one of the nearby buildings and over towards sort of the poorer side of town, you see a faint glow moving through the streets.
All right. Hey, Nald, I got a glowy thing over there. I bet it's our boy. Let's go get him.
I start running in that direction.
As you get closer, you find what looks like a marble glowing on the ground. But Scrooge nor the giant aren't anywhere in sight.
I guess I'll investigate this marble.
Okay.
That is a 18 plus 2, 20.
So you can tell that this is magical. and that it is part of a necklace of protection. You know, that
have I seen it before? Like perhaps around Scrooge's neck.
Well, on a 20, you know that you saw it on the giant's neck. So you have reason to believe that this thing belongs to the giant.
And he's lost. Oh, damn it, it's all gone sideways again.
It's a magical bead.
How big is the marble?
It's approximately marble sized.
All right, I scoop it up in my mouth.
It's a magical bead.
But now it's in my mouth.
What is your plan with it in your mouth?
Try and determine
Keep it safe.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Maybe warm it up a little bit. See if it reacts to heat.
See what the mouth feels like.
It does not react to heat.
How's that mouth feel?
Mm-hmm. What the mouth feel?
Okay. What do you I don't know what you want us to do with this thing, but I'm gonna just walk onwards and try to find it. Are there any tracks in the snow?
Oh, there are no tracks in the snow, but it's a magical bead.
You cut out there for me. I didn't hear
it. Yeah, I didn't get anything.
I heard nothing of what you just said.
If only there was a skill that let you look at magical things.
I swallow the marble.
Well, you can keep tracking down Scrooge sometime tomorrow. Do you have any prunes in your bag there?
I don't have my bag. I'm a wolf.
I guess we should go. He'll probably come back. We can go wait for him at home.
I would like to investigate the area around the marble using my keen wolf stuff.
Yeah, with that roll, you know that it's a magical bead.
Yeah, dude, he swallowed it. It's gone.
I am in possession of it.
Does he have a spell of protection on him now? That'd be good. Let's go fight something.
Did I get any magical properties from swallowing it?
You did not.
This is unfortunate.
But you can sense that if you were to do a certain skill check on it...
All right. I want to do an arcana check on my tummy.
Yes.
On your tummy.
On my tummy. On the marble in my tummy.
Okay. What you got?
I figured that, what is it? Intelligence? Oh boy, not, not great. Let's see. That is a 10.
You focus on this feeling in your stomach, and you feel driven in a direction. You know, it's leading you towards the edge of town.
I look at Texas, and then I take off in that direction.
I'm not. Follow.
You're as you get towards the edge of town, you are better able to discern between the smells. It's a little less overwhelming here on the edge than it was in the center of town. And so between the smell that you're able to recognize and the pull of this bead, you keep
nosing through these alleys, and you eventually catch up to Scrooge and the ghost, where you see them looking in the window of a small cottage. You know, and through this window you see a family preparing to eat their candle night's meal. And it's not lavish. There are, you know, none of the niceties you saw in the vision in Scrooge's house, but the family looks happy. And Scrooge is standing at the window looking in.
Approximately how long has it, how long would it have been since they left Scrooge's house?
Probably about 20 minutes.
Okay. Still a wolf, I worm myself between Scrooge and the ghost to try and create a barrier between.
So you worm your way in, and very gently the giant puts his hand on the back of your head and pats you softly. You feel a sense of calm and ease come from it.
Is that the marble?
Texas walks up and is hey there, Mr. Scrooge. You did there hire us to keep you away from the ghosts, and then you just left. So this one's not on us. I just want to put that out there.
But we do need to go back. You're right, but I felt the need to follow this one. You see in there, and he points inside, and inside there's a family of kobolds. You know, the father is green. You know, that's my man, Bob Cratchit. And his son there, Tim, well, he's not very well, and I guess I'm trying to figure out why I'm seeing this, because I don't think this ghost is a thief.
Well, then I guess we're done here? What do you want? I don't know what you want me to... You want to go home or what?
Is he still grabbing onto the ghost's robe?
No.
Okay.
I think that it's a... Spirit, I think that it's time for me to go home.
Agreed. It's cold.
We just said that.
Would that I could. Ghost. Scrooge, says the ghost. But my time for you has come to an end.
Well, why does that mean we can't go home?
And the ghost fades away.
Alright.
I guess, could you two take me home? And he stops abruptly, and looks past you, and his eyes sort of widen.
I look to where he's looking.
And what you see now around you is a graveyard. And standing in the center of the graveyard is a shadowy, cloaked humanoid figure. You can't really make out any features except for a single outstretched hand of bone.
Mm. Oh, I know how to fix this one. And Thexis sits down and begins messing about with some of their bitters and cocktail fixings. It'll take him just a couple minutes.
Death? Scrooge mutters out, clearly trying to process what he's seeing. I fear you. I fear you want to show me things I do not want to see.
Thexus stands up, and on a silver tray he's prepared 4 glasses of a cocktail. This, my good friends, is the corpse reviver. You need not fear death anymore. It's excellent. 1 for each of us. He pushes
Scrooge
the tray out farther.
Does reaches shakily up and takes the cocktail.
He then offers it to Death.
Death does not accept.
He pushes it up a little bit farther.
Death does not accept.
The
ghost then
drinks one.
Yeah, opens his cloak.
Whoa.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You were saying something, Nald.
Where am I in relation to... I want to put myself between Scrooge and the ghost, or in death.
So, you are about 10 feet behind Scrooge.
Okay.
And the ghost is about 10 feet in front of him.
Okay, well, the ghost, I saw a bony hand, and I'm a wolf, and so... I like bones. They're fun to gnaw on, so I'm just gonna run up there and I'm just gonna, you know, take a little chomping. Get chomping a little bit.
You chomp and fly right through.
Well.
Oh no. He's non-corporeal.
In the
Fexus takes another drink of the other drink. I need more of this.
The ghost has opened up his cloak, and inside there's just blackness. And in this blackness, you see materialize, a scene of the town. And Colin, this is for you. We see a group of businessmen talking, and they're discussing a funeral. And we see a group of townsfolk talking, and they're talking about this funeral. And then we see a group of, you know, street urchins selling what look to be furniture and decorations. And then we see the Cratchit home, and we see leaned up against the wall, you know, the crutch of poor Bob Cratchit's son, and Scrooge is immediately taken aback, you know. Oh, no, spirit, tell me, not... That funeral couldn't have been for Tiny Tim. And
he
hears nothing. He has nothing from the ghost. And then he falls to his knees and begs the spirit to tell him who it is that has died and shaken the town so. And so the ghost points to a headstone, to which Scrooge leans over and traces his fingers. And the letters spell out, Ebenezer Scrooge. Death bellows as Scrooge traces over these letters. And then, in in these visions that Scrooge has seen, they come again, except this time he sees the happiness that has come about. The happiness that people are feeling now that he is gone. And he's taken aback. He scrambles to his feet and tries to back away from the ghost to say, "Please, please, I'll do whatever I can. I don't want to be this man." And as he says this, the ghost shakes his head and opens its cloak. And dust rises around it. Scrooge grabs on to a nearby gravestone, and you roll initiative.
That's going to be a one.
Don't you have like an addition? Don't you add something?
Yes.
It's a three then.
That's better than a one. That's a lot of dice. That's a 22 for me.
And
glad I spent my nat 20 on initiative.
Yeah, it's good.
Two. Okay. Let us see here. So, actually, you are back there. Because. So, Colin, you are at the top of the order.
Right, right, right. Cool.
Wait, so do we know this ghost is a bad ghost then, eh?
Correct.
Is there just the one thing to be fighting?
Correct.
Is it corporeal?
I don't know.
Well, then we do know you tried to bite it before and it didn't.
Right, but my wolf abilities ain't going to be super handy if it's non-corporeal.
Yeah, it's tricky.
I guess I'm just going to run up to it and try to chomp down again.
Okay.
Do I roll to attack then?
Yes.
Cool. I also don't know. We don't have control over our guys and... And Chris is not within 5 feet of me.
Correct.
Guess what?
Not yet.
That gives me advantage again.
He is not within 5 feet. You do not have advantage.
Yeah, I know.
You should have control now.
So that is a 19 to attack.
That's a hit.
So he is corporeal.
Oh, that makes things easier.
Indeed. Is it a creature? Sounds like a stupid question to ask. That's 10 damage. And it says if the target is a creature, it must succeed on a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
Yeah, I'd say it counts. So, DC 13 strength?
Yes.
It did not succeed.
And it is prone.
That's dope. Very, very dope.
So, the ghost is up next. It uses its move to stand up. And... it will I guess it's just going to attack you, Colin.
Yes. Yes.
Bring it. So it's going to roll a 19.
That does hit.
4. One D 6. 8 damage.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
And it is going to, you see after it has attacked you, the swirling dust and debris expand out. So now it encompasses the range around these tiles. So it had just been isolated to it, and it has now expanded.
Whatever you think we can see, we can't.
Oh. Well, I thought you could see my clicking and dragging. So it's it.
It's what? It had radius around the creature?
Yeah. Yeah. It had originally been isolated in its tile.
Yeah.
But now all 9 tiles.
So I'm in the
tic-tac-toed it.
Yeah, I'm in the dust.
Yes, you're in the dust.
It's tough.
Cool, 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 cool. That's good. That's cool. Yeah,
these are here. Chris, it's your turn.
So I'd like to... did you move Scrooge? Yes, you did. I would like to run forwards and pull Scrooge down behind these headstones for some cover.
Okay. You can move Scrooge as a bonus action.
Okay, so then for my action, I'm moving here.
Well.
Or for my movement, I'm moving there.
Okay.
For my bonus action, Scrooge is going to move next to me.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to shoot the creature with my crossbow.
Okay.
Or my short bow, rather. Yeah, that is a 7.
Yeah, that is not a hit.
Not it. All right.
Colin, back to you.
All right, let's keep this party going. Let's keep on chomping.
You, as you prepare to chomp, you take 3 necrotic damage.
It's not great.
Well, it's the wolf's hit point, not mine.
That's true. Burn it.
And the wolf has 37 hit points, so... all right, well, let's chomp anyway. Roll 1d20 plus 5. That's a 22.
That's a hit.
All right, I thought it might be. Sorry, trying to remember. And that's 10 points of damage again.
Dope.
And then, for my movement action, I have a lot of freaking movement. What I want to do is I want to move to be right here.
Okay.
So, I want to run around Death and then get outside of his dust sphere.
Yeah.
Also, he needs to a DC 13 strength saving throw, or else he would be prone.
Strength saving throw. That's an 11, so he's prone.
Yep. And these are all piercing damage, which I don't know if he's...
He's not vulnerable to piercing damage?
Yeah, I was thinking he might be the opposite of, like...
Right.
Super not vulnerable.
Resistant. Yeah,
well,
thank you.
To be fair, this does say resist 3 all... But I don't quite know how to translate that from 4th edition to 3rd edition, 5th edition. So we're just going to pretend it's not there.
Cool.
Cool.
Welcome to the We Do That School of Playing D&D, where if we don't know rules, we just ignore them. So he spends his... move action standing up, and then can't hit anything in melee range, so his turn is over. Chris, would you like to go?
But the dust cloud doesn't expand?
No.
Okay, cool.
Good oh, great. I...
Wait. I lied. The dust cloud is now 5x5.
Wait. 5x5 what? Feet?
Squares.
Okay, alright.
Okay.
So I'm still... I have positioned myself...
Yes, you are safe. You are right on the edge of the dust cloud.
Right. Okay, good.
I'm going to stay where I'm at and shoot him with my short bow again.
Okay.
That is a 17.
That's a hit.
Awesome. So that is then... D6. 5 points of damage. Piercing damage. Doesn't help.
Ooh. Okay.
We've already done 25 points of damage to this guy.
Hell yeah.
Colin, you're back.
All right, well, I'm going to run up. I have movement speed of 50 feet. I think I'm about 20 feet away. No, 10 feet away.
10, yeah.
So I'm going to run up to him. Take
Bite
a little...
the dong.
Yeah, take a little nibble. That's a 10.
That does not hit.
So I whiff. then I'm going to run back.
You woof.
I woof.
Oh, no.
I'm going to run back. 15 feet. And that's it. I ran up, wolfed. Now I'm back. Fortunately, he's no longer prone.
The ghost moves and with his move, the swirling cloud comes back in. Dope. So it is currently 3x3 surrounding him.
Dope. How far did he move?
5.
Okay.
He's not very fast.
Cool.
I don't think this was, and that's why, like, becoming unprone takes up all of his move.
Yeah.
So, I feel like those rules might have worked differently in 4th edition, because it's a pretty good cheese. Just like, hey, nope, you're on the ground now. Psychic ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as I hit.
Doesn't have any ranged attacks.
It's a bad ghost.
Chris, it's your turn again.
Short bow, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's an 8. Not gonna
That's
do
a
it.
Miss.
I'm not great with a short bow, to be honest.
Well, then I'm just gonna...
Okay, wait. Colin, I have this envelope here that I sealed before we started playing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to open it now.
Uh-huh.
And on it is a card where I predicted your next move. Colin, you are going to run up and bite him and run back.
Well,
was I right?
As it turns out, you were right because the wolf only has one move. All the wolf can do is bite.
Also, I need to call a real quick bullshit because if you had actually written that before playing, you would have written, I'm going to run up and jump on its back.
I have done that a lot.
So I'm just going to break that immersion. But good try, Jake.
A question here, DM, to see if you'll let me do something a little different.
I would love for you to do something different, because this fight has turned out way less exciting than I thought it was going to be.
I just wait a minute. Just a second. Let me, this won't make it any more exciting, but I would like to run up, and then,
oh shit, he has a whole other move that I forgot about. Okay.
I want to run up, and I just want to take a femur. Just want to take his old femur off his left leg.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. Can I do that?
I am going to need you to make an attack roll.
Sure.
To see if you hit.
Sure.
But then I'm also going to need you to back that up with a sleight of hand roll to see if you can take away.
Well, thankfully,
or a sleight of snout roll, if you will.
Ugh. Gross.
Surprisingly good at sleight of hand. All right, let's do an attack roll first. I run up there. Run the 10 feet. Do a little... that's a 15.
That does not hit.
Oh, dunk. All right. Oh. I guess I don't take his femur.
Correct.
but I do run back. 10 feet. I tried taking his femur.
The ghost will move up. And then he will use this handy-dandy spell that I forgot about. Colin, what's your AC?
14.
He hits and pulls you into him.
Oh, cool. Cool. Hey there.
And then we'll melee attack.
Cool.
Which is a 20.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool. This is going great.
Six plus three. So that's 16 points of damage.
Okay, all right.
That's bad. That's a lot.
I mean, it is, but I'm still a wolf. He hasn't gotten... Remember, the wolf comes with 37 hit points.
Yeah, but your boy Thexis does not. Not trying to be that way.
Chris. Okay, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted your concern as being concern for me.
No.
Cool.
So I think as a movement and a bonus action, your boy Scrooge and I are going to retreat.
Okay.
To just sort of the next set over here.
Mm-hmm.
In case he starts getting walky.
So y'all moving then, back about 10 feet.
Yeah.
Behind some other cool.
Some other shit. Yeah, moving back about 10 feet. Try to get behind another row of headstones. And then short bow. That is a 15. Not going to do it.
Nope, that hits.
Oh, really?
Just barely.
That's awesome. All right.
Wait a minute. My 15 missed.
I didn't think you'd rolled a 15. I was going to fudge the rules there because so we could move this along. Fine. Because Colin wanted to spoil the party, Chris. You don't hit.
You didn't give me the femur. I wanted the femur.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Well, so, sorry, Chris.
So, Colin, it's your turn. And you take 3 points of necrotic damage.
I do?
Yep.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I had a lot of good ideas. I mean, I'm going to try and take his femur again.
Okay, roll to hit.
I'm right up next to him. I still got some hit points left. That's a 20, not nat 20.
Yeah, 20. Boy, there you go.
That's a hit. On him.
So do I roll damage?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The damage is another 10 points of damage.
Woo.
And then I'm going to do a sleight of hand check to see if I can take his femur.
Yep.
That's a six.
It's not going to do it.
Yeah, that does not do it.
All right, I don't get his femur. And then I'm going to use my movement to back up. One, two, three, four. I'll go here. So I am 20 feet away. I'm going to go 25 feet away.
Well, the ghost moves up one.
Just that 5 foot move distance is tough, man.
Resets. Now his aura is just around him. And that's his turn because he can't reach you because you're more than 2 feet
away. Hey, Colin, how's that advantage mechanic work for you? It's if I'm standing next to you when you attack, right?
Yeah. And you aren't incapacitated. It's fine.
Yeah. Short bow. Oh. It's a two.
Yeah, that does not hit.
You're the worst fucking rogue, man.
Well, it's because I'm trying to shoot him with a bow.
You're just sitting behind a headstone shooting this thing with a bow.
Yeah, he's got a fucking necrotic aura.
I mean, it's not like I'm doing a lot, because I'm just running in and out taking bites.
But. All right, I'll think about it next time.
All right. Okay, Colin, you're
up. All right, you know what? I think I've been setting my sights a little too high. So I'm going to go for the tibia this time.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Run up.
It's funny that you went for his femur, and then you're going for the tibia, which is the same height.
No, it's not. Tibia is below the femur. Tibia is the calf bone. Femur is the thigh bone.
Is that true?
The calf bone's connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. The hip bone's connected to the no bone.
That's a 23.
That's a hit.
All right, sweet. That's 13 points of damage. And that's a 16 for the whatever I said I was taking.
That doesn't work.
Oh, damn it.
I need you to make.
Well, I wasn't done. I was going to move some more.
Nope. This is an immediate reaction because.
Okay. Of all right.
What happened? I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
Just a minute. What is Constitution? Oh, it's its own thing. That was stupid of me. All right, Constitution saving throw. Oops, that's not it.
Oops.
That's a five.
That's bad.
1d6 plus two.
That's interesting that it's affecting me now.
You take 3 points of damage.
Damn.
And are dazed.
Oh. Nice. Does that mean I can't move?
Correct.
All right. Aww.
Still wolf, though. Not for much longer. I'm down to 4 wolf hit points.
4 wolf points.
Chris, you're up.
Okay. 10, 20, 30, 10, 20. I can't. Oh, no, I have a 5 foot reach. That's fine. 10. So I'm going to charge in and attack him with my rapier.
Okay.
Nice. I like
it. Just real roguish over here.
I appreciate it.
That's a 9.
Sorry if you die.
That does not hit.
Yep. Yep, and that's all my movement, so your boy is now here. Sucks.
Scrooge moves 5 feet closer to the ghost.
What? That motherfucker's had a turn this whole time?
Oh, you've been blocking his movement. Maybe. Or he's just
the DM's just doing whatever he wants right now.
No. You bloodied the ghost, and now he is more powerful.
Good, good. I was wondering when he'd get more powerful.
That's exactly also, what we needed is more power. More ghost power.
We bloodied the ghost? Oh, shit. We've done like 50 points of damage to him.
Colin, it's your move. But you take 3 points of necrotic damage.
Did the ghost ever go?
Yeah, he moved up and couldn't do anything, so Chris went.
Okay, cool.
And then it's you.
All right. I'm down to 1 hit point as a wolf.
Minus the 3?
Yeah. I was at 4, now I'm at 1.
Yeah.
Am I no longer dazed, or do I have to do another saving throw?
Yeah, I think you're no longer dazed.
Perfect. I'm just gonna, I'm just gonna chomp, 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 chomp.
Okay.
That's all I can do, I'm a wolf.
You could stop being a wolf. Like, that's a thing you're allowed to do.
Well, I think that may happen regardless here pretty soon. Right,
that's true.
Oh, wait a minute. Chris is within 5 feet of me now.
You're damn right I am.
That gives me advantage. Okay.
Oh, but, buddy, you can't roll less.
I rolled a 13 and a 12. So I'll take the 13. I'm guessing that does not hit.
That does not hit.
I'm going to run back here, put myself between Scrooge and the ghost. Then as a bonus action, I'm going to revert back to my gnome form.
I like it.
So I am now a gnome again. Good luck, Chris.
Yeah, no, this is going to go great for me. This is going to be great. Everyone knows that rogues are best when they're up on the front line by themselves, really, sort of.
It's all right. We'll switch places again here soon. Maybe.
I don't know. Jake's doing an awful lot of reading, which makes me think it's not going to be move forwards and smash again.
Chris.
Yes?
I need you to make a dexterity.
Okay.
Yeah, make a dexterity saving throw.
21. Thanks.
Well, dice. That was a good opportunity to use that. So the ghost is going to just move up one. Yeah, that's his turn. That was cool.
Okay, I think I'm going to retreat again.
You take 3 points of necrotic damage.
That sounds right. 1, 2, 3, damage. And then I'm going to try a short bow attack.
Okay.
It is 21.
That's a hit.
Three plus two, 5 points of damage.
Scrooge moves closer.
Oh, come on.
Colin, it's your turn.
Oh, fuck. How am I supposed to stop Scrooge?
You can move Scrooge as a bonus action.
No, I can't. Okay. What's your movement, Chris?
30.
So can you get to Scrooge and move him?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I'm going to use my bonus action to turn into another animal. Spoiler alert, I can do it twice.
man.
I was a lion, I rested, got that slot back, so I'm doing it again. And your boy is going to be a brown bear.
All right.
What kind of bear is best?
Well, I'm going with brown bear. There's also, I mean, there are other things I could be, but brown bears are most powerful.
Battlestar Galactica.
So, now, I get 40 move. I am 15 feet away from the ghost. I move up to the ghost, and I'm going to do a bite attack on the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if this sounds familiar.
Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before.
That's a 23.
That's a hit.
That's 10 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
And now,
Chris, do you feel inadequate a little bit when you consider...
Man, I'm good.
No, hold up.
...damage you've done to this ghost?
Hold up. On my second attack, because bears get multi-attack, I'm gonna claw this guy.
Oh, shit, that does even more damage. That's awesome.
Oh, that's a 9.
Yeah, that does not hit.
That's tough.
All right. That's tough. And I'm actually gonna stay where I am in an effort to impede. No, wait a minute. I still have some movement left. There's no way I could either push the ghost or push Scrooge back one, just 5 feet.
Not as a regular action. You've already used your bonus action?
Yeah, to transform into a bear.
Then yeah.
As a bear, I just want to stay between these two people. So I guess I'm not gonna move. I just want to be between the ghost and Scrooge.
Okay.
The ghost will reach out and pull Scrooge in.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
And rather than attack you, the ghost actually pulls Scrooge even closer and wraps him up in his cloak.
Nah, that's bad. I don't like that one bit.
You feel the whole of this graveyard goes colder. As this thing starts to, you know, envelop Scrooge. Chris, it's your move.
How close do I need to be to Scrooge to try to, like, pull him out of the ghost?
5 feet.
Okay. Great. So then I'm here, next to the ghost, next to Nald. I'm going to reach in and grab Scrooge.
Okay. You take 3 points of necrotic damage.
That's fine. And I want to move Scrooge as far away as you will let me move him.
Okay. You can move Scrooge 2 blocks away. So 10 feet. Could go there. Oh, that's the ghost.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. That's perfect. I'm going to attack with my rapier.
Okay.
And that is a 21 against AC.
That's a hit.
Great. So then I'm going to do rapier is 1d8. That is 8 plus 2. That's 10 damage. And I just read the rest of my character sheet. I can now take an extra 1d6 damage to a creature if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet of it. And since yep. Colin is within 5 feet of it, that means he takes another 3 damage for 13 damage on the ghost.
Okay. Colin, you're up.
What should I do?
I do have another 5 feet of movement, though, so I'm going to just sort of step back.
You don't want Colin to have advantage?
Ah, son of a bitch. I do. I'm back now.
Oh, also, Colin, you take 3 points of necrotic damage.
That's fine. I got... Bears get lots of hit points, too.
That is ridiculous that you basically just reset your hit points every time you turn into an animal.
Yeah,
that is bonkers.
It seems kind of broken. A little bit.
I mean, you can only do it twice, I guess, which is good. But.
Yeah. Yeah, once this bear's done, I'm a gnome until I rest. A long rest, too, I think. All right.
I mean, and that's also assuming that any of us actually know what we're doing. And
yeah, we don't.
We're correct. Playing Calvin Ball.
All right, I'm gonna. I'm a bite this. I'm a bite. Wait a minute. Actually, Chris, yeah. I don't get with the bear. I don't get advantage for you being close.
Oh, is that only with a lion?
It's the lion and the wolf. Things that hunt in packs.
Ah.
So there is a logic to it. So I'm gonna bite. That's a. Plus. That's a 24?
Yeah.
That hits?
Yes, yes.
For 7 points of damage.
So describe this to me.
So I'm standing in front of him. And then I
tell you're about to be a smartass. This is the last blow, so actually really describe this to me.
I roar at him, and then I open up my jaws, and I reach in through his rib cage and grab his spine.
Yes.
And just yank it forward.
So dope. Finish him.
As you reach in and pull the ghost's spine out, you see bands and tendrils of darkness start to unravel and dissipate into the air. And then those tendrils come back in together into one tight little ball of darkness that winks out. And you feel the shockwave of that energy run through you. It leaves you feeling cold and empty. But you're alive. And as you gather yourself, you find yourself outside the home of Bob Cratchit. And there is an unconscious Scrooge lying next to you, Texas. What do you do?
Is Nald still a bear?
Yes, Nald has not said he is not a bear.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that, like, whatever illusory crap that was going on.
No, that's good. I think I pick up Scrooge and throw him over Nald's back, and we take him back to Scrooge's house. His home.
You take him back to his home.
God, I hope we don't pass anybody on the streets.
And
just a guy and his bear and his unconscious other guy.
Yeah. Leave him safely in his bed.
Actually, point of order, I put him in the guest bed.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah.
What do y'all do next?
Well, I guess we've already established that Scrooge's bed is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of tough because I don't want to sleep on that.
I go into Scrooge's bedroom and try to, like, fluff up the bed a little bit with my bear paws.
That's very good.
Roll. Roll strength.
Yes, I was hoping you'd say that. One thing a bear is very good at. Well, not very good, but good.
Very good at?
Very good. That's an 18.
You put a few holes in the sheets and hear some creaking of the timber, but once you're finished, the bed is much more comfortable.
All right. Can I take a short rest?
Yeah, I'll give y'all a long rest.
Oh, perf.
Yeah, dope.
Where are you sleeping, Thexis?
I think Thexis is going to grab some linens from a spare closet somewhere and make a spot by the fire.
Wait, point. One point of order is I don't know how like the resting ability changes if I'm an animal. So I'm going to revert back to a gnome.
Fair.
In case if you take a long rest while a bear, you get stuck a bear.
No, I don't. I wouldn't mind that. It's more that it says, you know, when you rest, you expend those that you regain that ability to take on an animal's form. And if I wake up a bear, I don't know if that would count as one of my two.
Oh, sure.
Two animal shapes. So I don't want to do that. So I'm a gnome taking a long rest. Which that gives us what? That gives us back our expended hit dice?
Yes. Yeah, I think it fills you up to. It tops you off, gives you your hit dice back. I think all your spell slots.
I haven't used a single spell yet.
Yeah.
Believe it or
not. You wake up in the morning, and Scrooge is gone.
Son of a bitch. God
damn it.
This guy, it's like he doesn't even want to be protected.
You hear a commotion outside. What do you do?
We'd rush outside.
I'm more... meander.
He's gone crazy, I tell you. You hear as one of the townsfolk runs past you. He's giving away pouches full of gold.
No, fuck, that's our money.
Yeah, what the hell? Where is he?
You know, you see a group of people gathered in the direction from which this townsfolk has come, this town person. So I assume you head that way?
Yeah. We're chasing this motherfucker down.
How far away is it?
It's, maybe 100 yards.
All right. I transform into a war horse. Dope. Get over there as fast as possible. So like,
Thexis, do you get on the war horse?
I don't think we're that close yet. I don't think Nald likes it when I ride him.
That is correct.
So no, I just get left behind.
My pony. Okay. So you arrive in the center of town, Nald, and
just this giant war horse shows up.
yeah. Scrooge is handing out bags of gold coins to everyone around.
I take some.
He does not give you any because you are a horse.
No, I didn't. You misunderstood. I take some. I don't receive any. I take it.
How are you taking them?
Got a mouth.
Yeah, with his little
you
horse
do
mouth.
Not get any gold coins because you are a horse.
All right, fine. I revert back to a gnome.
Oh, my friend, where is your companion? I have your money.
I'll collect for both of us.
Thexis shows up in the nick of time.
Partner,
I think we could each get our own session.
Partner, I was gonna bring it back to you. We have a business to run.
I remember what happened in Minneapolis.
He tosses each of you a gold coin, a bag full of gold coins that you can tell has more than even you asked for.
We did ask for 50-100.
50-100 each.
Yes, and then Chris negotiated to 500.
Damn it, Nexus.
Thexis. Nexus is his twin brother.
So, damn it, Thexis.
Nexus.
You know, and they, you see, in addition to the gold that he's throwing out, that there is food in the hands of everyone around the square, and he looks behind him and shouts to folk coming with him to bring the food, and we are going to see Bob Cratchit, and, well, just happy Candle Nights. And I don't know how end in story. How end?
How end? Story.
How end? You know, happy Candle Nights to all. And to my new friends, may your journeys be cheerful. And he and the crowd head off towards the other side of town, where the Cratchit's home is, and that is the end of the adventure.
Man, that dude loved ghosts, eh?
Ghosts.
Trying to see if I could turn myself into a reindeer and carry Scrooge over there. There is no
reindeer. Can you?
Oh.
No.
Is there a deer?
There's an elk.
Yeah, that counts.
Christmas elk. All right.
I turn myself into an elk.
No, you can just turn yourself into a reindeer. Like, I'd assume they would have the same stats.
Sure, I turn myself into a reindeer. And I offer Scrooge a lift.
He hops on and from your back is just throwing gold coins out into the air. Gold for all! Merry Candle Nights! Ha ha ha!
I'm looking at Thexis to tell him to pick up as much as he can.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go around behind and just sort of hoover up whatever gold coins I can grab.
In the, you know, in the Candle Night spirit.
In the Candle Night spirit.
And thus ends the story of Thexis and Nald, for now.
Thanks so much for listening to us try our hand at a real play podcast.
This was something completely new to us, so please let us know what you think. And thanks so much to Charles Dickens for being a huge D&D nerd.
But actual thanks to Steve Johnson and Skyland Games for the adaptation. Any mistakes are 100% on us. And by us, I mean Chris and Colin.
As always, you can find us on Twitter at WeDoThat_pod or via email at WeDoThatPod@gmail.com. We'll be back next Wrong Thursday with more of your regularly scheduled programming. Bye, everybody, and happy Candle Night.